Alola.
Hello.
Hi there.
Episode something 36 of the Sun and Moon Anime. I'm your host, SBJ. Irene here.
Hi, Irene here.
Irene here.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Irene is
I
here.
I knew the second I'd give you a swivel chair, you'd be nonstop swiveling. I knew it. I gotta take it away from you now.
I'm moving. I don't know why you put me in this.
Gotta get you a stationary.
It's like at work, I got a brand new chair and it's like leather and it keeps like squeaking. And I'm just like, this is so weird. And it's taller than my other chair. And so now whenever anyone talks to me, I'm just like dramatic turn, like hello. And everyone's like, oh gosh, I cannot come talk to you.
Sorry we missed last week, but we were back this week getting caught up on our episodes here. This is the trial, grand trial episode with Kahuna Olivia, which we are going to go through. But Irene can read the blurb.
I have the blurb. Okay. The day of Ash's grand trial against Kahuna Olivia is finally here, and it's a double battle. Olivia's Probopass and Lycanroc face off against Ash's Rowlet and a strangely aggressive Rockruff. After Olivia sets a trap on the battlefield, Ash instructs Rowlet to grab Rockruff by the scruff of the neck so they can fly above it. They defeat Probopass, but Rockruff lashes out at Rowlet and knocks it out. Rockruff feels terrible about this, but soon regains its focus and takes Lycanroc down. Ash wins the grand trial in the rock-type Z-Crystal, and Olivia has an explanation for Rockruff's unusually aggressive behavior. She thinks it's going to evolve soon. That's literally the whole episode.
I mean,
the blurb usually is, but like, that's literally the whole episode.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Glad we did it.
Wow. Yeah. I wanted to know what your thoughts were because I was like, this is just, it's a battle only episode. I know that you really like battling. So I wanted to know what you thought about this.
Well, we probably could have done an episode about the black and white.
Oh, the random thing that you were watching
I mean, it wasn't random. It was the Twitch Presents.
Yeah.
But it was like the Best Wishes season finale where Ash was versing the Beyblade kid. I don't know his name. He looks like he was from Beyblades.
Blaine? No, I don't know why I said Blaine. I don't know. Sure.
I can't remember his name, but... I thought that battle was really well done.
You were upset about it, though. About something.
I was upset because... Ash, that was like the semifinals, or no, it was like getting it. I think it was he loses again, and then there's a final battle. So it was like right before top four. I think it was top eight, and so Ash loses to him, and that like whole battle is really good. And then they're like, "Oh, the kid who beat Ash, he lost." And then it's like, "Okay, the two champions are done," and they didn't show any of it, which is like frustrating because. Like, I get the show is about Ash, but if you're going to hype up, like, this huge tournament, like, at least show us something of, like, the winning team.
Okay, if I recall, the last episode of Alola Vacation, you were like, I miss Ash. Like, I like when we had attention on Ash.
That's a different complaint, though. My complaint is they hype up a huge tournament. Ash loses... You know, top eight is really good.
Yeah, but the focus isn't on Ash, so why should we care?
Huh? Because they make you invest in these other characters. Mm-hmm. They make you invest into Beyblade Boy, mm-hmm. and his Riolu evolves into a Lucario that episode. So that's mm-hmm. even more of an investment into that kid. And I'm assuming, I didn't see Best Wishes, but I'm assuming the way Ash talks to him is like they've had encounters before.
Yes.
So when they're like, oh, by the way, Beyblade kid, the kid who beat Ash, oh, he lost. They're like, why? How? What? And then, like, the kid who beat Beyblade kid, oh, he won it all. As a viewer, I feel like that doesn't give me any satisfaction.
You were really upset about this, and I don't even know what I was doing because I wasn't watching, but you were just, like, heated about it. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I was not... I think I was cooking or something because I was not like watching with you, but I'm sorry. I just thought about how you were like, I wish we were hearing about Ash, but also I'm really upset about this Beyblade kid and his Riolu, and wow. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I think it was Diamond and Pearl where Ash came in second, and he lost to a dude who had, like, Darkrai and Latios. Well, at least that was the final match, and Ash lost, but in this, Ash doesn't even make... Ash has come in second a couple times, but in that one, I think that was his worst performance. I think he came top 8, which is still good. That's my new thing is when people say Ash is the worst trainer ever, I go, all right, well, how many tournaments have you won? How many times have you come in at least second place or top 4? This is hard. We've been to Pokemon tournaments.
I'm not good at anything.
But so. Like, I remember coming top 8 at a regionals, and that was like a huge deal. Like, how many players were at a regional? 400.
I've been last place several times. If I managed to not be in the last 8, I was so proud of myself.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, and people's arguments could be like, well, Ash should just be a better trainer. Do you like know how hard? Like, not only is there luck of like being paired against somebody, and being like, okay, well, I'm running a grass deck. Oh, well, I hope I don't see any Reshiram. Oh, okay, everyone's playing Reshiram. I guess I got to be, like, you're at a disadvantage, but you can still win.
Yeah.
But to even say, like, oh, well, he should be a better trainer. Like, we've practiced, like, we spent so much time practicing and playing and to, like, well, we didn't even come in top 100. So, I don't know. I feel like Ash is pretty good.
It sucks sometimes.
So, like, anyone being like, well, Ash should be better. Okay, show me your second place trophy, because I bet you don't have one. Show me your 8th place trophy, because I bet you don't have one either.
It's the worst, though. It's like, I spent so much time practicing, and then it's like, oh, well, you know, what am I going to do if I'm weak to every single Pokemon that you have? Like,
or sometimes you have the advantage and you just
wipe out. You just draw into nothing.
That being said, I feel like Ash is pretty okay. And I felt like this episode...
He was very innovative.
I thought this episode was good. I guess I had high expectations because it was a grand trial.
What I thought was interesting is that I liked it, and then I was just like, huh, this seems like, how is this going to be a full 22 minutes or whatever? And then, like, right when I started to think that, like, the episode kind of changed, and I was like, oh, I see. Because I think it was right when there was the part with, when the stealth rock.
Yeah.
Thing.
Stealth rock.
Yeah. Like, right around then, I was like, oh, huh, this is interesting. I don't know, like, it was strange. The episode seemed really long and also really short.
So, I didn't actually like the battle that much. I thought it was really slow compared to other battles.
It felt really long and really short.
It was, like, slow in that instance of, like, okay, we don't need Sophocles' input in, like, in between every single move. I wish... the Pokemon themselves did more, but I also understand, like, Rockruff knows at this point, like, 3 moves, and I think Rowlet knows 3 moves. Although Olivia did, I think, do almost 4 moves, I think, for all her Pokemon. I did like, though, that the storytelling with Rockruff...
Was consistent.
I liked that, like...
I really liked the end.
I liked when Rockruff bit...
He bit Ash twice, and then I liked when he knocked Rowlett out.
Yeah, that was like, I did not expect that, but that was like really cool. Cause like Rowlett had its moment of using the Z move, and that was beautifully animated.
And it was like, yay, he did it. And then like Rockruff was like, oh, and then, oh my gosh.
That like whole Probopass to Rowlett setup and then Bloom Doom happening, I was like, this is why this animation is like better than anything we've seen before, because Bloom Doom looked incredible. Like the twist of Rockruff getting out of control and biting Rowlett to knock him out was like, that was all away from that episode, like that's the memorable part people would remember. It was like,
I think we both gasped, and then the characters were like, I think we all were like together, oh my gosh. And then, like, Rockruff was like, oh, and we were all like, oh, and then Ash was, oh my gosh, it was great. And I was like, I don't think I've ever seen that happen. Like, at least in a memorable way like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think like that's why I kind of
brought
up.
That's probably the point.
Yeah. And I think that's why I brought up, like, you know, us going to tournaments. Because, like, even though I was referencing, like, PCG stuff, how many times has somebody in the VGC, like, oh, man, I just clicked the wrong button.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, hey, oh, shoot, I forgot this hits everything, and now I just knocked out my own Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, it is a real thing that happens, and I didn't think we'd be in a point in time where the anime would acknowledge something that, like, technically can happen.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, I liked that the storytelling led to Rowlet getting knocked out by Rockruff. But I thought the battle itself was kind of slow, and I thought it kind of lacked on moves from Ash's part. But that's not Ash's fault. We're just so early in the, like, three-season part still that his Pokemon don't know enough moves yet.
A lot of setup.
I did like the, I guess, lore slash little history background of, like, Olivia being like, we're doing a double battle, and Kaoe being like, wait, why?
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, wait, why?
Like, why did you go easy on me, I guess? But then when she was like, well, he already has 3 Z crystals.
Yes.
Like, that makes sense.
And we've seen that in, like, Pokemon Origins, where they show that Brock has, like, 6 different Pokemon, but because Ash tells, or Red, I guess, tells Brock that he has no badges, he goes, oh, well, if you have no badges, I'm going to use these 2 Pokemon, which end up being Geodude and Onix. But, like, that lore perspective of, like, oh, if somebody goes out of order, or they start in Fuchsia and they end up here, Brock has different Pokemon for those people. And that seemed like the situation with Olivia of, like, well, you have 3 Z crystals, so we're going to do double to make the challenge harder.
Or it scales properly for your skill.
Yeah. We learn a lot about Probopass. It has... what?
I was like, what is happening? The little nose... I was just sure. The whole time, I was like, I don't know anything about Probopass.
I feel like I really
guess.
Like Probopass
I was
now.
Just like, okay.
It has, like, mini noses.
I was like, sure. Use your noses. Okay. Great. I feel like after a while, I wasn't even, like, looking at it, because I was like, okay.
So if I, like, go to Probopass's, like, and just look at it, its arms, and obviously what's on its head, like, they are what came off it. Like, they are...
Its arms are noses.
Arms are more faces, which is...
I get it, but I get it.
Stop
looking at it. I don't
look at Probopass the same way.
I'll be nose passes.
Okay,
him.
So according to its origin, Probopass is based on the Paku wearing Moyu statue on Easter Island.
Yep.
And a compass magnet with iron fillings attached to it. All of Probopass's noses are like needles with a compass rose. The big nose will always point north, as in the compass, where the north needle is the biggest. The mini noses will point to east, south, and west, respectively.
Yep. So it'll always go to the same spot. But, like, thinking about it, like, weirds me out.
Its nasal compass may be based on the expression of "follow one's nose," meaning to trust one's instincts. It could also be based on the Ethmordi bone, which is located between the nasal cavity and the brain, which is known to give some species their sense of direction via magnetreception. Something with magnets and inception. It's like, I am real, like, Probopass is significantly more interesting all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, yes.
Also, for the record, which is really weird,
Why did you start whispering?
In X and Y and Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, it only has 2 noses, but as of Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Moon, it has 3 noses. They definitely retconned Probopass.
Isn't it retconning if they're adding to it?
Maybe. Changing?
It's not retconning.
Maybe it's a weird angle for the back.
It wouldn't be retconning.
Well, changing,
if
it's always had 2 noses.
No, wouldn't it be retconning if
Oh, maybe it's
it had if it had three and now it had two.
Yeah. Isn't retcon just changing anything in the past though?
I don't know.
In Black and White it has three.
It would be I don't.
In X and Y and Omega Ruby, maybe it's just the angle, but you can only see two on its back.
I don't know anything anymore.
Maybe they just illustrated it better. Okay. Anyways, I have a newfound
You love Probopass now.
I don't know if I love it, but
you love Probopass now.
He's a gold shiny too. He's a big old gold boy when he evolves.
Sometimes you laugh, and I'm like, "Am I supposed to laugh too?"
I'm cracking myself up consistently.
Okay.
Otherwise, that's pretty much the entire episode.
No, it literally is the entire episode.
Seeing Stealth Rock in action was cool. Rock Slide and Rock Throw didn't really look that different.
When Rock Ruff jumped on the rocks.
Oh, near the end?
Yeah, it was cute when Ash was like, aha, we're going to do the Rock Throw thing. Da-da-da-da-da. It reminded me, like, sometimes, like, I don't know if other people do it, but, like, if you ever, like, play with, like, your pets, like, sometimes, like, with the cats, I'll just, like, rub my face against their face sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, it reminded me of that. I know Ash has done that in the past, but I was like, oh, this is cute. But I don't know. I also don't know if that's weird, but okay. And everybody was like, what are you doing? And I was like, haha, Ash, you're funny.
Some trivia here. This episode marks the first time in the anime that a Pokemon is knocked out by its partner during a double battle.
See? Look it.
Only took 20 seasons to get there.
Nice.
This episode marks the first time Ash does not use Pikachu in a match against a rock-type expert. Also only took 20 episodes.
Wow! Look at this. This is an iconic episode. This is a milestone. Times two.
This marks the only time Ash wins the same Z-Crystal from a Grand Trial as the player would win in the same Grand Trial as the games.
The first time or the only time? Which did it say?
Marks the only time Ash wins the same Z-Crystal as the Grand Trial as the players would win from the same Grand Trial in the games.
That's a really weirdly written sentence.
Does he get... No, he gets Normelium Z from Kahala, which in the game you get Fightinium Z.
That's a weirdly written statement.
That's
weird.
Wait, he doesn't get the Fighting Z Crystal, does he?
Can you read the sentence again?
This marks the only time Ash wins the same Z Crystal from a Grand Trial.
Yeah, okay, so Grand Trial is Hala, the guy?
Yeah.
The grandpa? Olivia,
Nanu,
and then the other one.
The other one.
What's her name?
That's a good question. Her name is...
So there are only four people.
Yes.
So the likelihood is that's actually not that weird.
Hala rewards Ash with Fightinium Z, but Tapu Koko switches it with Electreme... Oh...
There you go.
So Hala was giving him the right Z crystal.
But we got what we were supposed to get.
But Tapu Koko switches it.
Neat.
I had to go back.
Then I guess what are the other ones then?
Well,
I guess we'll find out. We'll find out.
Find out. Well, Nanu, if this is before the games, Nanu might not be the Grand Master because he might still be in the International Police. Before his partner gets eaten by Guzzlord.
Shocked faces.
I'm spoiling the end of Sun and Moon if you decided to do the post-game. And if you didn't, you had 3 years.
Well,
that's our episode.
Nice.
The next episode is 37. Yeah, there's no filler coming up. So we got 37 and then a couple more episodes. And then we have our season finale to talk about. And that has an very good battle sequence, which is pretty much the entire episode. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Because Alola is both hello and goodbye. Alola.